Hey everyone, welcome to my Divine Purpose Insights podcast for the week. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. This week, I want to encourage you to get well acquainted with and to accept your own worthiness. So I was really struggling with coming up with a topic for this week. Then I realized I was sitting right in the middle of a lot of self-doubt, and I myself could use a little shift of thought sooner than later if I was going to get to a point where I could share anything genuinely with you all. So this podcast is really for you, and it's for me. Even the most confident people among us, or the ones that seem like they are, have some measure of self-doubt. We all have somehow accepted that in one way or another, or for some buried or overt reason or another, we're not really worth a full vote of confidence from ourselves or from others or even from God. We tend to wrestle with various reasons why we're really not good enough, or why we don't deserve to feel fully happy or successful, or why our secrets within are legitimate reasons to accept some sense that we're outside this wonderful kingdom of heaven, or somehow undeserving of true and complete affection even, or absolute self-assurance. We keep ourselves out of that wonderful feeling of heaven by these self-doubts. So when I first read the quote I'm going to read in a minute here, a few years ago, it really literally brought tears to my eyes. It just so resonated with what I struggle with. And it also made me feel such a tender compassion for others and any kind of ignorance they may have of who they truly are and what they truly deserve. So Henry Nguyen was a Dutch-born Catholic priest, and pardon me if I'm totally mispronouncing his name, but he penned a number of humble, insightful books on spirituality. This is the quote that he wrote that I found so touching and helpful and healing. Over the years, I've come to realize that the greatest trap in our life is not success, popularity, or power, but self-rejection. Success, popularity, and power can indeed present a great temptation, but their seductive quality often comes from the way they're part of a much larger temptation to self-rejection. When we've come to believe in the voices that call us worthless and unlovable, then success, popularity, and power are easily perceived as attractive solutions. The real trap, however, is self-rejection. As soon as someone accuses me or criticizes me, as soon as I am rejected, left alone, or abandoned, I find myself thinking, well, that proves once again that I am a nobody. I am no good. I deserve to be pushed aside, forgotten, rejected, and abandoned. Self-rejection is the greatest enemy of the spiritual life because it contradicts the sacred voice that calls us the beloved. Being the beloved constitutes the core truth of our existence. End of quote. Well, I've certainly accepted those voices from within myself or around me that throw me into that meager sense of self and seem to legitimize a little ego that's always doubted I was really worth anything at all anyway. But this quote is so healing, so delicious in that it reminds me and us all that this is simply the liar's voice with no validity in truth. For in truth, you are the beloved of God, created to be that, and you are the beloved because He made you absolutely worthy of that love. You are truly lovely and worthy and wonderful. The lies that you believe or that others tell you about yourself don't change the fact that you are called by that sacred and certain voice of truth and love to be the beloved. What's keeping you from heeding that voice? Is it some voice from your human past that nags at you and puts you down? Is it some repetitive voice of self-judgment within that keeps knocking the wind out of your sails because it focuses on those places that you feel vulnerable and then just blows them out of proportion? Is it that voice that acts like it's protecting you by keeping you small and safe in your own excuses? Well, I've got one big name for that voice, however it comes to you, and it may come in many ways at different times. That voice is the devil. And by that I mean it's the liar, it's that adversary, that enemy of life with a capital L. That life that would try to, that it's that liar that would try to keep you from knowing who you truly are. It's the voice that wants to keep you from God, from love, and to drown out the true voice that would make you so powerful in life and such a blessing to others as well, that would make you know who you truly are. That sacred and sweet voice within you may seem still and small, but it's always there. And it doesn't change its message because of some outside circumstance or personal fears and self-analysis. That sacred voice of God calls you beloved, calls you worthy, and says to you with the gentle power of full truth, I made you to be loved, and you will always be precious to me because of just who you are. Know this about yourself, the voice says. Eagerly and diligently discover and accept this truth about yourself. Know thyself and so love thyself. In this way, you will feel peace, joy, and power. The devil will stop calling on you if you stop answering and arguing in defense of its bull. Reject self-rejection. Accept worthiness. Reject self-rejection, accept worthiness. It's the truth. It's the truth about you, and you can handle the truth. I don't know if anybody got that joke, but moving on. The discoverer and founder of Christian Science, the very inspired and enlightened Mary Baker Eddy, wrote this sentence, which came to my thought as I was wondering if, you know, stupid old me would ever figure out what I was even going to write about this week and talk about to you. She says, conscious worth satisfies the hungry heart and nothing else can. I truly believe this. Isn't our heart hungry for something that it feels is missing? Don't we often wish to feel a more steady sense of confidence and certainty? Don't we yearn to really feel more love from outside and from inside? That yearning heart is best fed by conscious worth. Of course, we are worthy as God made us to be. We are His beloved, His children, the very expression of His own nature and intention, specially made. But are we conscious of it? Take a moment, take many moments. Consciously accept your worth. Believe God. Trust the truth of that loving voice within that sees innocence, sweetness, intelligence, capacity, beauty, and goodness, and holiness, and agree to believe that voice consciously, conscientiously, diligently, faithfully, trustingly, and eagerly. It's time you live the truth of your worthiness. Walk with your head held high. Embrace yourself in love and respect. Actively, in true admiration for the gift God saw fit to bestow on the world. You. Kind of choked myself up with that, just with this wonderful sense of love for you all and the what you do bring to the world. I want you to see it. Thanks so much for listening. If you need any guidance in getting a deeper sense of that beloved self, I would absolutely treasure the opportunity to help out, to hold up the mirror and show you just how beautiful you are and why you need to know this. So if that seems right to you, reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. With questions or comments, check me out at beingfreenow.com for more information too. If you do contact me by email, I'll send you a free 10-step guide to discovering and living a meaningful life. That's a special gift to you. Subscribe to my podcast if you like what you hear, and you'll get notified every week when I come on again. And as speaking of that, I will see you next week, Friday, with a new podcast. I'm Laura Molitor. Have a wonderful weekend.